13081, Robert Bales seeks a variance from the side yard setback for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Pleasant Drive within the North Towns N2 subdivision. The 911 address is 6435 Pleasant Drive in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 432, Map 6, Parcel 223. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
The address is 6455 Laurel.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
There's a microphone there. It hit the green.
Okay, I'm sorry. The intent was to build a garage to the edge of the driveway. The asphalt driveway is already at that 6 foot from the property line, evidently. And, you know, I really never thought there would be an issue. But anyway, so that's we're trying to get this variance so we can have build a garage there. Really isn't, you know, a lot of other place to put the garage. There's a well, if we put it back further, there's the well there, and I think it's supposed to be on the survey that the surveyor did. So for aesthetics purposes and ergonomics and everything, that seems, you know, that's the best place for us to build this garage.
Questions?
What about septic?
The septic is on the other side of the house.
Okay.
It's on the other side.
Mr. Bales, did you give any consideration to attaching the garage to the home?
Thought, you know, about it. There's the garage, a garage there that's going in from that direction at this point, and it would be, we would have to put a garage door in the front of the house instead of the side at that point, and then widen the driveway towards the house. And then there's the power box in the middle of the yard. Not the middle of the yard, it's right there. So you have to move that and repave, and it was just a massive amount of.
So whereabouts is the power box?
It is, I didn't think to have that put on the survey, but it is probably about, I'm going to say, maybe 12 feet from the driveway towards the house. There's a
Have you had any conversations with your neighbor on lot 40?
The one that would be closest to the garage, yes. They have no problem.
Their position, no problem?
Yeah, they said they didn't have any problem with it.
Is this in an HOA?
Yes, there's an HOA there.
And any discussions been made with the HOA in regards to?
I have the builder here that worked, built the homes in, you know, that county.
If he wants to speak, you need to come up and sworn in.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We just don't take comments from the audience.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I'm not used to this guy.
That's all right. Hey, no worries. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bruce Wardwell, JBS Construction, 8961 Greenwood Road, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't have an HOA that's in charge, but the developer, I spoke to her about it because she saw the public hearing sign and we're concerned with building a stick-built structure rather than a pole barn, so she was fine with it. Way his neighbor on lot 40 is faced, they actually face the other road, or actually at her backyard. All layout, houses.
Yeah.
House is kind of aesthetically pleasing to be in the middle, even though that's a weird shaped lot. Not close at all as far as.
Yeah, the line is right up next to the house.
Yeah.
So, if I may, so is there a functioning HOA and do you need their approval? So it's not functioning, but you need their approval.
You should get an approval, and that's easy to get because there's not an HOA president. There's the developer who we only have two lots left, so there should be a functioning HOA.
Okay.
Understood.
That's
when we sell these next two houses, I don't know what they're going to have.
I mean, that's one of the big reasons why we contracted them because we just moved here and we figured that they would know, you know, all the ins and outs of the HOAs or whatever. Like I said, this thing here, it just never crossed my mind because the driveway was, you know, I wanted to the edge of the driveway, but the driveway's already there to that, you know, to the 6 feet from the property line. So, I mean, just never, you know, never crossed my mind.
What are the main uses of the garage? Store vehicles, boats?
My truck, number one, is the garage that's with the house. Is no way in the world you can get the truck in there. And that and storing stuff that we have from other home, you know, and the lawn tractor and everything, you know, there's just not enough. There's not enough room. I like to tinker and wash vehicles in the wintertime. And
so, sir, one of the criteria for us, we have five criteria for granting a variance, and one of those is not created by the applicant. What would you be, excuse me, what would be your answer to that? How is this not created by the applicant?
Well, we bought the house that was where it's situated, that we didn't build the house. I don't know if that's what.
Okay.
My intention was, you know, we bought the house in that area because the prices were, you know, somewhat better than closer to where my daughter lives in Milton. And so we thought, well, we can, you know, build a garage rather than try to find a property with, you know, the garage and all bit. And it crossed my mind that there would be an issue or any kind of an issue because of, like I said, the driveway's there. So I just never.
How large is the attached garage? Is it a two-car or?
20 by 20.
Inside it's like
19 by 18 and a half.
It's like 18 something inside.
Is there any thought to sizing it down a little bit to make it less of a variance?
Yes. This originally, like the way it's set up now, it would be to the edge of the driveway, there would be 6 feet between the house and the garage, which, you know, I'd really rather not go any closer than that to the house. But if we were going to, you know, satisfy to take off, you know, feet from the variance that I'm asking for, it would be moving that side of the garage in further to the point where it's going to be hard to get access into the garage from the driveway. You know what I mean? If you get it in any, like right now, 9 feet of variance would be almost at least 3/4 of the width of my driveway. So, I mean, it'd have to be pavement, you know, and then, you know, the garage would be small. So I, you know, it.
Was there any thought put into, I see the well there, and I understand that thought process of keeping it in front of the well, but I mean, if you need a garage and you need a garage that bad, was there any thought, because I'm looking here and how I'm kind of like pacing this across, it looks like you could pave the driveway further back and get it past the well and get it into the backyard to be not as much of a variance, and you're closer to the 30-foot wide forested buffer that's on the opposite neighbor's yard. Was there any thought process with that?
I mean, I thought about anywhere, because I also thought about if, you know, I can't get this variance, I've been trying to think of something, because you still need a garage, you know what I mean? Whether, you know, but that's a good ways back there. That's a long ways to be walking back there in the middle of winter time. You know, I'm planning on living here for, you know, this is a one-shot deal for us. You know what I'm saying? And Daddy's knees aren't what they used to be in the old bit.
I understand. But to the chairman's point, and I asked the same question, it's not been answered yet, in my opinion. How is this not created by you, meaning the need for this variance, the need for a garage in that area? Can you explain that to me, how that's not created by you being the applicant?
Only that, like I said, I mean, when we bought the house, that was our intention. And I guess it never crossed my mind that there would be any kind of an issue, being that the driveway is already there. It's, you know, it's already at that. We're not trying to go, you know, any further than what's already, you know, already paved there. I never thought there would be a kind of an issue. Or
are you going to have any steps going out any way from this garage? Like, are you going to have like a side door that's going to have steps coming out of it, anything like that, closer to your neighbor's property?
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the things that the code does allow is if you had a structure that was 600 square feet or less, you could be closer to the setback line. And yours is only 700, it's only, I think, 786 square feet, or not, it's not that, 728 square feet. So if it was smaller, you likely would not need a variance. Is there a reason why it needs to be this size and cannot be smaller? 600 square feet would be the maximum that you could do to have it with a reduced setback.
Okay, I'm trying to think, like, how much. What different
like
size of?
By 20.
What's that?
That'd be like 30 by 20.
Or 24 by 24. That would be 500, it'd be under 600 square feet. I ask that because one of the things that you have to prove is that you cannot develop the property in strict conformity with the zoning code, and that's the minimum variance to afford relief. So if you can, the code kind of surmises that if you can do without a variance, you should. And I'm just curious as to whether or not you had looked at that, you know, having something slightly smaller.
I didn't know that was, you know, even an option there as far as like not being having to have a variance. The depth of it, I mean, as far as, you know, I'd have to be a certain depth in order for me to be able to get my vehicle in it, you know, get my truck in it, but.
Well, the current one is 26 feet. So,
yes.
You know, that's, and the width is what's 28 feet.
Yes.
So if you were to use I don't know how large your truck is, but.
Oh, it's a standard size Ram 1500 short bed, but it's the crew cab.
Mm-hmm.
19, yes. I got right there, 19. Yes, so, and to be able to wash the vehicle in there, you know, with the 18 or the eight inches on each side of the block, you know, on the inside, bringing your inside dimensions even smaller. That was, you know, why I wanted to. Actually, I'd rather go 28 foot deep. My, you know, that's what I would rather do, but rather than 26 because of that. But I mean, like I said, shortening the building or the width of the building, and you know, backing off of the amount of variance at that point, just brings it to where it's going to be very hard to use it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if we have to do so, we have to do something. We'll have to do something, I guess. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about the rear of the property. I notice it narrows to about 45 feet there, a little more than that in the rear.
Yes.
Is there any slope or unusual topography back there?
I don't think anything.
When was the house built?
I'm believing it was built in 2019,
four
I think.
4 or 5 years ago.
What's that, 600 or less?
Yes.
It's going to be a custom-built garage, right? It's going to be a custom-built garage? So to Mr. Sharp's point, I mean, my math's right, and if you build a 25 by a 24, you're at 600, and you wouldn't need to be here for a variance.
He needs the depth, so you could do 28 by 20, or 28 by whatever that works out.
As long as you get to 600 or under, you wouldn't have to have a variance.
23 by 26, I think, right?
Right. Wouldn't need it.
Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
That is correct. 600 square foot or less has to be. That building could then be 5 feet from your property line on the side.
And then he wouldn't need to be here.
Correct.
Down small. Then, I mean, would we have to move it from the property line, or do you just move it to the end of the driveway?
With that, we can do anything we want within 5 feet.
28 by 21?
Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the questions here is,
right.
I don't know if it might give the builder and the applicant an opportunity to have, I mean, perhaps do a recess of this hearing so that they could talk about whether that's logistically something that would work. And if not, or if so, they could report back to the board to do that this evening so the board can have more information rather than through them having to talk mm-hmm. over a
right.
live microphone. I don't know if the board would want to do that, and then we could you know, perhaps bring them back after a hearing or two. And then if there's people here that wanted to testify about that one way or another, they could hear what the applicant presents at that time. And then have a chance to opine whether they're for or against or have questions or what have you.
So you would like to take a recess on case 13081 for a case?
That's suggestion that the board could do that. Would you like the opportunity to talk to your builder about this a little further?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I you know, I mean, anything 1 foot over that, then it's we got to do the whole variance thing. Is that correct?
Well, if it was, if what you were proposing, because what could happen is you either say I want to go with the proposal, and then the board can, well, we'll hear from the public for or against. The board will vote either for or against your application. And but if you wanted to have an opportunity to talk to your builder about the logistics of this to see if that proposal still needs to be brought forward, then you could present that to the board and explain it, or you could say, hey, I think we've got an option, maybe we could withdraw it, or here's another alternative proposal. But that way we at least have some idea of, you have a little more informed guides. We don't always get the builder here. We have the benefit of that, and it might be worth having that conversation with your builder tonight.
Well, what is the, what's the chances of me getting a variance? I mean,
sir, we can't tell you that right now because the public, we still have to hear from the public for or against, and I don't know what this board will vote on. They would, after the record is closed, that's when they would have their time to deliberate and discuss the application. The reason there's five board members is they may have differing opinions.
Okay, then I understand.
But you do need three affirmative votes to approve your request.
Okay.
So that takes a majority of the board to sit here tonight.
Well, the only reason I ask is like, if you're saying that if we stay underneath the 600 square feet, and that is obviously that's external, not internal. Okay. Then we don't need the variance.
That's correct. Well, if as long as you're within outside of 5 feet or greater from your property line,
which we are, we're six feet.
Yeah, I mean, if you had right now, you're at 6 feet. So if you put a structure that was smaller than 600 square feet or less in that same area, you wouldn't need a variance tonight.
Right. So what I'm saying, the reason I was asking about the, you know, likelihood of the variance was, you know, for time-wise, I mean, we've been, you know, stringing them along for 3 months now. If there's a chance we could get the variance or get a variance of some kind, you know, we would much like to do that if it's not going to be, sir,
if you would like us to.
I mean, well, I'm saying if it's not going to be that, if we're not going to get the variance, then we're going to have to talk about this other thing anyway. You know, at that point, it's somehow we're going to have to talk about something because we still need a garage.
Well, I guess one of the things that brought the thought up was you had indicated that you need it for a certain specific purpose. And one of the standards is that you have to convince this board that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. If you fail to prove that, the board can deny your case, and rightfully would. So that's why I thought that I had was that if you wanted to recess with your builder to see if that was, in fact, the minimum variance to afford relief based on a 26 by 28 okay. garage, then we would present that. But if you came back and said, I can't make it smaller than 600 square feet for this reason or that. And this is, okay. but the size is this, and maybe I don't need a 9 foot variance. I need a, you know, a smaller variance.
Okay.
That was the purpose of if you wanted to have that recess. If you don't, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll proceed onward with the hearing, and the chips will fall where they may, maybe for, maybe against, I don't know. But I wanted to at least give you that opportunity since you had someone with some expertise here that could help you navigate that question.
All right, what do you think, Bruce?
I'd say we talk about it and come back. You're saying after a couple of hearings?
You come back in after two hearings.
Okay.
So what we would do then is we would have a motion to continue the case, leave it open until, and to bring it back after, by my records, it would be after case 13083, Richard and Jolene Evans, but before 13084, Valerie Horsey. That would be two cases.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to continue this case and that the record be left open and that it would fall in after recessing the case, after case 13083.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Leavenworth?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 5-0, your case is recessed.
Thank you.
Next case, if you wish to speak, you can probably go outside. Thank you.